Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. A blessed morning to you, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, all that is with me, within me. Bless his most holy name. God is good. God is good. We thank the Lord for this day because truly this is the day that he has made. And we will rejoice. We will rejoice. We are rejoicing. And we're glad in it. Our Father made this day. He has planned everything out for us so we can lean and depend on him, just trust in him, knowing that he is in control. Hallelujah. So we just let his good come forth, the love of God, the protection of God, the provisions of God for this day, the wisdom for this day, understanding and knowledge to walk in this day. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry. Yes, we are. And it's tea time with Jesus and me and my friends. Hallelujah. My sisters and my brothers and my sisters. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited about the day. I'm just learning to be excited about who and what God has called us to do and be, and just the fact of being obedient and not being intimidated, but being obedient to what God has told us to do and recognizing that he has given us the strength and the anointing and the power and the authority in that territory. Hallelujah! You have the authority to hold your ground, hallelujah, and to do what God has called you to do, for it is all for the sake of the kingdom. This is not your home. This is not my home. This land belongs to the Lord God Almighty, and so do we. And he has sent us here with purpose, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I like to share with you a number where we can be reached, and that number is 678-609-3452. And again, it's 678-609-3452. You can call us, and we'll be more than happy to pick up and have a little chit-chat with you. God bless. Hallelujah. For the call-in number, that number for my guest is 929-477-1070. Again, it's 929-477-1070. You can leave a message on the first number that we gave you, and we'll be more than happy to, if it's prayer that you need, we'll be more than happy to stand in agreement with you on the things that may be of some concern to you. We thank the Lord and we bless the Lord for the opportunity to do so. I wanted to kind of redefine where we are and what we're going and what we're going to be about. You know, all of this is trial and seeking God's direction as to what he would have us to do. And one of the things I like to place some emphasis on, encouraging, being an encouragement. And we can best be an encouragement by prayer and reading the scriptures. And the encouragement is to, one, stand your ground, hold on to your territory, Don't give up unless God you sure that he has said to you, okay, I have someone else who's going to stand in this place, in this territory. You're not going to give it up and dry up and be nothing. A lot of times we end up moving around and feeling and operating on our feelings and not operating from the perspective of really mature children hearing from God. And just because something is not comfortable or we can't brag and boast about it, or we can't shine in the eyes of men. Well, I mean, we're just being honest and we feel intimidated. This can't be what it is. But, you know, when I think about Jesus, I know when he looked to Calvary, it wasn't nothing exciting about Calvary. The thought of Calvary was, it was a horrendous deed, but he suffered it to be so for you and for I. You know, a lot of times we forget that what we're doing is just not for us and just not for the ones who are here on earth while we're here at this appointed time, but it affects and can affect generations to come. So we're thread in this beautiful tapestry that is being formed. So we have to remember that. So we can't be immature. We should not be. I mean, things going to get uncomfortable. Fear, doubt, all of that will come in. And it may not look like anything. I'll share this with you this morning. I had this flower, and I really loved it, but it just died. I mean, it looked like it was another. So I just took it in the little vase that it was in, and I just put it outside. And I can't tell you exactly how long, but it was a long time. And one day I thought, and I was just going to put it in the trash. And I looked, and there was two buds just as green as they could be shooting. One on the side and one on top just shooting straight up. And I'm going, how you surviving a little water at the bottom, and the roots weren't, I thought they were dead. Oh my goodness, I wish you could see it. And I just stopped and I thought about it. Of course, I brought it in the house. And I thought about it. The things that we thought are dead, done, and not so. God, that was such a beautiful reminder for me. And back to our original, when we first came on, we were talking about late bloomers and not accomplishing things and thinking that it's all over. As long as you have breath and you have your God set and you know you have your God set, you may put it down, but God will bring it back up to your remembrance and go for it. Nothing is too hard. God has ordained for it to be, and he has ordained for your hands to do it. You will do it. Stay encouraged. God loves you. He loves you more than you can ever imagine. And don't ever forget it. The love that God has and his purpose for you, his purpose, his divine purpose, plan, will, and way. You saw he's our Father decided the date, the time, the year, the month of your entrance, of your entrance into this earth. Hello, God, we give you glory. Bless your name. He defied it when he was going to place you in your mama's belly. Hallelujah. 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 It is nothing all by chance. Oh, God. And some have gone through some things that's so horrific. But God got a plan. We are spirit beings housed in a body with a soul. Glory. Hallelujah. The Almighty God himself did it. And oh, how he loved us. And we can make it. We can. We can make it. Oh, yes, we can. We can make it. The closer we get to God, he opens our minds, our spirit man, and we can see who we are. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And the scripture, the sacred scripture, the holy scripture says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Walk as children of the Most High God. Walk and not, oh my God, in our walk, let us honor God. Let us not take his name in vain by our walk, our negative walk. I heard something. I'm going to get to the scripture. And it troubled my spirit. Had a conversation with a lady. And she said, you know, you have to, when you put on a service, you have to put on it right because people will laugh and make fun. Are we talking about people in the world? Are we talking about the children in the kingdom of God? Jesus said, how will they know that you are my disciples? By the love that you show. And come on, we don't laugh and make fun of each other. We pray for each other. We hold each other up. We're children of God. Don't make fun of people. Don't take lightly. And I have to say this. The scripture says, lift up your voice like a trumpet and tell my people of their transgressions. People say, oh, you have to be careful. You can mess up things talking and offending people. God's word does offend. If you wrong, his word will offend you. But I did not put breath in man. I do not have a heaven or hell to put man in. All we who are responsible for delivering the word, we deliver it in love, and we tell God's people of their transgression. Point blank, period. I don't have to sugarcoat his word. His word stands for itself. If I'm wrong, it corrects me. If I'm right, so be it. That's my reasonable service. But we can't cushion God's word. It has to be said in love. And we do enough turning our nose up at people and then sugarcoating his word. You cannot do that. So we can be accepted in the world. No. We tell the truth. God drew me with love, but it was truth. Truth. God's word is truth. All we have to do is turn to the Holy Ghost and ask the Holy Ghost to give us the right words at the right time so it'll make the right, have the right effect. Because our desire is that all come in and that we tell people and lead them to God and not us. And we ask God to draw people that we're praying for to Him. We can't do it. He does it very well by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. We have to turn around and remember to pray for people who are unkind and immature. We really do. That wasn't a rabbit trail. That was just filled in my heart to say, amen. I'll be so glad when someone calls me and we could just, I'd like to hear some of your comments. God loves you. God loves you. And He loves us. And He wants us to walk in full authority, not based on man. But we have to get in His word and have a relationship with Him, know His voice, being led by Him. Oh, we'd be surprised. And yes, the world will hate you. Yes. Yes. For the sake of Yeshua. But He loves you. He loves me. He loves us. So let's just love on our brothers and sisters, our sisters and brothers. Even the ones who don't know any better, love them. Because that means to be kind. If some is hungry, feed them. And love them enough to tell the truth to them. Amen? And ask God, the Holy Ghost, to give that to us. And we won't go wrong. We won't go wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Now I'd like to invite you to gather in the Harvest Ministries. And we are at 1519 Hamilton Road, Southwest Atlanta. And the zip is 30311. We would just love to have you, Bishop and I, just come on and worship the Lord with us. The Lord may even tell you, you need to, He have a place for you there. Hallelujah. And He just may say, I just want you to come and encourage them. Gathering the Harvest Ministries, 1519 Hamilton Road, Southwest Atlanta. Hallelujah. And the zip is 30311. And you can, for additional information, 678-609-3452. God bless. Now, let us go to the throne. Hallelujah. Bless your most holy name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, holy God. Hallelujah. Oh, in earth, Father, as it is in heaven, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you for this very moment. We thank you for the breath that you've allowed us to breathe, to give you glory and to bless your most holy name. Sovereign God, absolute power and absolute authority, high almost Father, sovereign Lord, our great creator, high almost Father, you're sweeter than the honeycomb. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Oh, Redeemer, the love of our soul. Thank you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We honor you. Hallelujah. And we thank you for your kindness.
thank you that keeping our hands to the plow. We thank you that when we're weak, you're strong. Oh, God in us. And we thank you, great God. How awesome are you, almighty God. And we give you glory this morning, and we thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for your guidance and your direction. We thank you for your shalom. We thank you for wisdom and knowledge and understanding and direction for this day, holy God. We thank you for shalom in our homes. We thank you for shalom on our jobs. We thank you for shalom, almighty God, on the highways and the byways. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for being a lawyer for us. We thank you, almighty God, for being a judge. We lean not to our own understanding, but all our ways we're acknowledging you. You know every circumstance and situation, and spoken and unspoken. So we lay it at the altar, great God Almighty, and we lay it at the altar in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Father God, for making the crooked way straight. For your mercy and your justice, your peace and your kindness. Thank you, dear God. Great physician. You are the God that not only ministers but heals your people. You sent your word, mighty God, and you healed your people. So we thank you for the manifestation of your word. We thank you that every microscopic cell in the body is working and operating according to your will. Thank you, great physician. Thank you for regulating. Thank you for putting the body in an order. No, God, no cells remaining longer than they were appointed. The heart is beating without being under stress. Arteries are clean and flushed. The immune system boost and boost up. Thank you, almighty God. The mind regulated. We plead the blood of Yeshua. Oh, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. We thank you that the atmosphere, the hemisphere, and the stratosphere around your people, wherever we go in the public and we place our feet, send help from the sanctuary. Save almighty God. Turn bad situations around. Just because we're there. Oh God, remind us to pray as we go to and for. Pray for the cities. Pray for the states. Pray for the counties. Pray for the streets. Oh God, hallelujah. You're our only help. We thank you now for the manifestation. Lift our heads to glory and bless your most holy name. Almighty God, our Father. Hallelujah. Our Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we thank you. Oh God, thank you. Thank you. over this day, this moment, and this time. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name, Almighty God. We thank you, and we glorify you. Glory, hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, holy God, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree, God, planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Hallelujah. His leaf also shall not wither. But whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. Somebody, we give you glory. Thank you, God, for releasing. Thank you for favor, Almighty God. Thank you for holy boldness. Thank you that your word is sweet. Oh, thank you that it's sweet. We glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you and you alone. All our steps, Almighty God, in your word. Oh, God, oh, God. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Ramo Kobach, son of that. Yes, it is. And we give you glory. And we bless your most holy name. Thank you for your written word. Holy Father, it is you that ordained it to be so, that we will know your will and know you and your way. That we would be obedient to you and pleasing in your sight. We thank you for your holy word. We glorify you and we magnify you. We exalt you, holy God. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord bless thee, my brothers and my sisters, and the Lord keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Bless his wonderful name. His name is wonderful. Yes, it is. His name is sweet. Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. All now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, from stumbling, and to present you faultless before his presence, before the presence of his glory, with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion,